This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our Prophet ﷺ faced some of the worst opposition possible. They opposed our Prophet ﷺ at every turn and with every method. Even the recitation of the Qur'an was something they tried to outlaw and ban. If someone was reciting the Qur'an, they attacked them and they beat them, or at least they tried to drown out their voice and their recitation. The Prophet ﷺ used to go to the Kaaba near the Maqam of Ibrahim and pray. Abu Jahl, when he saw the Prophet ﷺ praying and prostrating, he went to him and he said, "I swear if I see you praying here again, I will stomp on your neck with my foot." Subhanallah, just because he was peacefully praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our Prophet ﷺ continued to pray. He didn't listen to Abu Jahl. And the Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, "Indeed, every ummah has a Fir'aun, a Pharaoh," meaning an enemy of Allah who opposes the Prophet of Allah and the religion of Allah. And he said to them, "And indeed, the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of this ummah is Abu Jahl." Abu Jahl, as he was continuously threatening our Prophet ﷺ, said to him, "I have the largest nadi." Nadi meaning supporters and gathering. "I have the largest supporters," meaning I am telling you to do this, to stop doing this, to stop praying here, and I have the supporters to back me up. While our Prophet ﷺ, his followers, his supporters were few, and most of them were the weak and the poor and the servant class. But when he said this to our Prophet and threatened our Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses.
أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى أرأيت إن كذب وتولى ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعا ناصية ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع نادية سندع الزبانية كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to pray in the masjid despite all of these threats. Finally, the friends of Abu Jahl said to him, "Aren't you going to do what you promised? Aren't you going to go and put your foot on his neck while he prays?" And so Abu Jahl moved forward to do so. And as he was getting closer to the Prophet, while the Prophet ﷺ was in prostration, all of a sudden he stopped. And he started swatting his hands. And he started moving backwards. And the friends of Abu Jahl, looking at him acting unusual, and they could see his face turn pale, they went up to Abu Jahl. They said, "What's wrong with you? Why didn't you do what you said you were going to do?" And Abu Jahl said, "I saw in front of me a pit of fire, and I saw before me black battalions, black soldiers ready to fight me." He said, "So I had to move back, otherwise I would have fallen in." When our Prophet ﷺ finished his prayer, he turned to his companions and he said, "Those are the angels of the hellfire, az-zanabiya." He said, "And had Abu Jahl taken only one more step forward, they would have taken him and torn him apart while everyone is watching, in front of the eyes of everyone who is onlooking." Subhanallah, even after all of this, Abu Jahl continued to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite all the signs that he saw. In this story is an important message about prayer and sujood. Allah says, "Kalla la tuti'." No, do not obey him. Wasjud waqtarib. Prostrate and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "أقرب ما يكون العبد إلى ربه." The closest a servant is to his Lord is while he's in sujood. So ask Allah, increase your asks of Allah, for it is more likely to be accepted while you're in sujood. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prostrate to Allah, to take advantage of our prayer, because our prayer is prized, is valued, is important in the sight of Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatens Abu Jahl. Why? Because he's trying to stop the prayer of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the most terrifying verses for me in the Quran is the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ." On the day in which the shin will be uncovered and people will be invited to make sujood, فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ, but they will not be able to. Their sins will keep them from being able to do sujood on the Day of Judgment. And so let's take advantage of the ability we have today, of the life Allah has given us today, to do as much sujood as we can to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.